Well, hello there, gossip fans. This is Motormouth Mel with this week's Tabloid Times. And now you're the first to know that Ted Danson is caught with a married gal and Monster Megan exposed. These stories and more this week on the Tabloid Times. And now you're the first to know about fears unleashed for Britney. Bonkers Britney Spears is running wild, according to pals who fear she may spin out of control. Since the 37-year-old star reportedly lost 20% of her time with her two kids, Sean, 14, and Jaden, 13, to ex-hubby Kevin Federline, insiders said she's been flaunting her assets in sexy photos and spending like a teenager. She's behaving like a crazed kid, dished a source close to the singer. Insiders said she's changed dramatically since her dad, Jamie, was replaced as her conservator at his request. I mean, do you blame him? And Britney, who didn't respond to a request for comment, was also rocked by the sudden August death of her trusted psychiatrist, Dr. Benson. Insiders said he was one of the few people helping her to hold it together. And a source added, people close to her fear she's trying too hard, and everyone's worried that she may be on the verge of another massive breakdown. Oh boy, well, we'll wait for her to shave her head. Okay, and Hayden gets handsy with boyfriend's brother. Well, in a plot twist worthy of her country music soap, Nashville, Hayden Panettiere is hanging out with the preacher brother of her Bad News boyfriend, Brian Hickerson. After a string of boozy arguments and a felony charge of domestic violence against Brian, Hayden is keeping company with his look-alike brother, Zach. Leaving her troubles behind in Los Angeles, the pint-sized actress was spotted holding hands with Zach in New York on September 4th. It's a very strange set of circumstances, dished a source close to the 30-year-old Hayden. The one positive thing is Zach certainly does not have the violent temper of Brian. Those close to Hayden are not going to pretend to understand or condone it. Well, the former hero's cutie's behavior began ringing alarm bells last year when she was spotted boozing it up with Brian, who is 30, at bars and clubs around Hollywood. Brian, an out-of-work actor, also admitted to hijacking Hayden's credit card to go on buying sprees when she was sleeping. As the National Enquirer has reported, cops were called to Hayden's Hollywood Hills home. Ooh, that's fun to say. Hayden's Hollywood Hills home. Well, they were called to her Hollywood Hills home multiple times, dating all the way back to August 2018. An anonymous 911 call on November 2nd or 12th, excuse me, reported a verbal dispute between a male and a female who are possibly breaking items, quote unquote. The caller told cops the pair fighting inside Hayden's home were, quote, dating, unquote. Hayden's relationship with Brian hit rock bottom on May 2nd when he was slapped with a felony charge of domestic violence. According to police, Brian whacked Hayden in the face, blackened her eyes, bit and bruised her arms, and scratched her back. Well, no wonder she left him. At a hearing on July 10th, Officer Amber Findlay testified that when she arrived at Hayden's home on May the 2nd, she heard a female voice inside the house say, "Ow, ow, ow, you're hurting me!" And Brian answered the door, claiming the female voice was on the TV. Likely story, right? But Findlay, the cop, said she found Hayden bruised and swollen in an upstairs bedroom. Hayden told cops that after drinking at a local bar, the couple started arguing. When they got to her front door, Brian allegedly struck her three times on the face with his open palm. The actress also said she got bruises on her arm during a previous trip to Puerto Rico where the two had a fight. Brian has pleaded not guilty to the felony charge. If convicted, he could face up to 4 years in prison, but now he's free on $50,000 bail. Shockingly, after Brian's release on bail, the two were caught on camera cozily checking out luxury cars at a dealership. What is she thinking? Well, the judge also issued a protective order against Brian, preventing him from coming within 100 yards of Hayden, and his trial begins in Los Angeles on September. Well, in September. Yeah, it's already September. I wonder if it's over. Hopefully he got the max. Well, amid all this drama, Hayden's 4-year-old daughter, Kaya, has been living with her father, boxer Vladimir Klitschko, in the Ukraine. The source added, Hayden has been reluctant to talk. She doesn't want to share too much, especially because of what's going on with Brian and his legal issues. What does she care about Brian and his legal issues? She should want him to get the max, too, you would think. Oh, well, ladies, just be careful of those crazy guys out there, right? All right, and Renee has got it bad for Brad. Unlucky in love, star is looking to snare the single hunk. Renee Zellweger's Hollywood comeback hit a high note with her smash performance in the Judy Garland biopic, and insiders claimed she's now set her sights on a new man. What? Brad Pitt? Renee is done licking her wounds over her busted relationship with Doyle Bromhall, and she's turned her focus on sinking her hooks into Brad. She's desperate for a way to get to know him properly and is praying that they're both on the awards nominees list for this season. She's expecting to draw a slew of awards for Judy, and there's little doubt Brad will be on the red carpet for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Renee has asked all of their mutual acquaintances to set up introductions. The actress, who is 50, has had a rocky romantic life. She claimed fraud when she filed for divorce from singer Kenny Chesney after only 4 months in 2005, and relationships with Jim Carrey and Bradley Cooper also ended in heartbreak. She and musician Doyle dated 7 years before splitting in May. Her friends pity her because she's been so unlucky in love, said an insider. Brad's had his own messy split from Angelina, and when he's ready to date someone seriously again, Renee is going to be there waiting for him. You go, girl. All right. And Joan Collins, sexational at 86. Senior sex kitten Joan Collins is still steaming up the sheets at age 86. According to her hubby, Percy Gibson, the lusty leading lady, ooh, that's fun to say too, lusty leading lady, demands that he make love to her at least twice a week. Joan is still in great shape with great gams, Percy, 54, told the National Enquirer. Whoa, what's that? She's with a guy who's 32 years younger than she is. You go, girl. Oh, she's awesome. Well, she loves to dress sexy, and when Joan walks into a room, all eyes are still on her. She loves her jewelry and makeup, and she's a lot like the sexy characters she's spent a lifetime portraying on screen. Percy revealed the Dynasty diva is still so full of energy, she often beats him into the bedroom. Now, before marrying Percy in 2002, Joan, who's had a recurring gig on TV's The Royals, dated some of Hollywood's biggest hunks. And she's dished Warren Beatty was the only man she had trouble keeping up with. He needed to have sex several times a day, which often wore me out, Joan recalled. That's hilarious. And I'm looking at a picture of her right now. And of course, okay, all these stars have such good plastic surgeons. But dang, she doesn't look 86. Wow. And her husband is way younger than she is, 54 years old. He looks like an accountant or something, though. He's wearing glasses and a pinstriped suit. Yeah, they look good together. All right. And tubby Tom Jones puts down bottle after death scare. Singer Tom Jones has had to cut back on booze and calories after contracting a deadly bacterial infection. Doctors told the 79-year-old Welsh womanizer he was lucky to have survived, but must change his ways after piling on the pounds in the wake of the 2016 death of his long-suffering wife, Linda. He used to be a booze hound, fingers snapping and a drink in the hand, but when his health hit crisis point, he changed his wild and wicked ways, spilled an insider. He thought he was dying back there, and it forced him to take a serious look at his life. It killed him when he had to cancel shows and disappoint the fans. The What's New Pussycat singer, who has boasted of bedding 250 women while married to Linda. Gee, gosh, most guys keep that secret, don't they? Well, anyway, has been telling pals he's more energized since curbing his habit.
I used to drink quite a lot, he said recently. Not much now, just wine with dinner, a pint of beer once in a while.
And Tom did not comment to a did not respond to a request for comment to this article. Of course he didn't. All right, Jamie Galpal's a minor. Oh, boy, here's an Enquirer exclusive. Two-timing love rat Jamie Foxx has just gotten even sleazier. The man Katie Holmes kicked to the curb, reportedly, for constantly cheating behind her back, is living with an underage girl. The National Enquirer can exclusively reveal that the 51-year-old's latest muse, Sila Vave, is only 19, not old enough to buy beer. Okay, when I started this article, I was thinking she was like 16 or something, but 19? Come on, that's an adult. Okay, so she's not old enough to buy beer, but she's old enough to make her own decisions, even if it is with our, you know, guy like that. Well, the budding singer reportedly moved into Jamie's home when he and Katie called it quits in August, and the Ray star claimed he was helping her with her career. I'll bet he was. Just as he had done for Ed Sheeran and Nick Cannon, who both stayed with him when they were breaking into the business. When I met Ed Sheeran, I didn't know him from Adam. He slept on my couch for 6 weeks, Jamie bragged. When Nick Cannon was 13 years old, he used to sleep in my old house. Selah was reportedly 21, but an Inquirer investigation revealed her mother posted a birthday greeting just 2 years ago. Happy 17th birthday to my sweet, kind, thoughtful, talented, beautiful, amazing daughter, Selah Vave, wrote her mother, Sarah, on the girl's Facebook page on July 19th, 2017. Confirming that Selah only turned 19 this year. A source said Jamie was furious when he learned Selah's real age. Jamie has told her she's not allowed to go to bars anymore, the spy dished. That's funny. All right. And Oddball Aniston gathers goddesses. Oh, is that what that says? Yeah. Oddball Aniston gathers goddesses in magic stick ritual. Oh, this is a weird one. Jennifer Aniston practices a mystical witch doctor-like ritual with a talking stick to bring her blessings. Well, gee, now it doesn't, it's not so unusual that she's been with so many guys, is it? Now that we know this? Well, the former Friends actress has gathered for decades with a coven of six of her old pals whenever an important life event takes place. And they form a goddess circle by sitting cross-legged on the floor and passing around a beechwood stick that is decorated with feathers and charms. Okay, well, you know, people to each their own, right? The 50-year-old actress held this sacred ritual with her pals before her weddings to Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux, and also in July when her beloved dog Dolly died. Oh, that's sad. Well, her most recent gathering circle was said to be a celebration of how far she and her friends have come and to bless the next chapter in their lives. Since becoming single again when she and Justin split in 2018, after less than 3 years of marriage, Jennifer has also turned her attention to her four-legged friends. I'm like a weird dog person, it turns out, she said. Like a dog lady. Well, I can relate to that one because I love dogs too. Oh, and speaking of dogs, Courtney's crappy lunch. Trainwreck rocker puts pet's poop on cafe plate. Only in Hollywood, folks. Grungy punk rocker Courtney Love picked up dog doo-doo and put it on her table while eating out alone in New York City. It was such a bizarre scene, tattled an eyewitness. The people at the next table were clearly disturbed. Now, a video caught Courtney, a recovering drug addict, looking disheveled in sweatpants and a t-shirt while sitting outside Saint Ambroise Cafe on September 8th with her pooch, Belle. Now, the singer turned actress nearly fell out of her chair as she stabbed at her phone. When Belle pooped on the sidewalk, Courtney scooped it up in a napkin and dropped the mess next to a plate of croissants. Oh, jeez. She was tapping away at her phone with one finger and appeared to be arguing with someone. Her eyes kept bulging really wide, and she appeared to be grinding her teeth and chewing her nails, said the eyewitness. Then she jumped up. And a minute later, there's napkin-wrapped poop on a spare plate on the table. It was gross. She just carried it on eating like everything was normal. Courtney, who is 55, has admitted to using heroin while pregnant with her now 27-year-old daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. The former Hole singer has also confessed to being addicted to prescription drugs, cocaine, and crack cocaine. Her husband, Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain, committed suicide in April 1994 while high on heroin. After bouncing in and out of rehab, Courtney claimed to have quit all drugs in 2011. On August 13th, she posted a photo on social media with a hashtag declaring, hashtag 1 year sober. The star's rep insisted there's no cause for alarm, but New York-based internist Dr. Stuart Fisher, who viewed the September 9th video of Courtney, said, "We are clearly witnessing a scenario of intoxication. She's either coming down with speeding or under the effects of a narcotic. For her sake and her fans, I hope I'm wrong," added Dr. Fisher, who has not treated Courtney. And I am looking at these pictures, And, okay, for one, the pictures don't look like they were taken by one of those, what do you call it, cams, you know, that are, like, on top of the buildings and stuff. No, it looks like some tabloid photographer took these pictures. And she is, like, just sitting there at her table, and she does look kind of bug-eyed and crazy. So, I don't know, maybe there is some truth to this. I have no idea. We'll keep you informed, folks. All right, now, you're the first to know about Dirty Dancing. Ted Danson shared a late-night stroll in the Big Apple with a decades-younger stunner, while wife Mary Steenburgen was working thousands of miles away. Our photographer caught the 71-year-old former Cheers stud deep in conversation with glamorous producer Carrie Seelig, 51, after the two shared dinner at a swanky hotel on September 10th. They exited the Four Seasons together around 10 p.m. and walked up Park Avenue, spilled an eyewitness. They seemed to be discussing something important. The Good Place star wore a button-down shirt and blazer for his date night, and when Ted and Carrie realized they'd been spotted, they split up. He jumped in a cab and headed in the direction of downtown, spilled the source. When contacted, Carrie said the evening was simply dinner between longtime pals. I've produced one of Ted's movies. I've known Ted for 25 years, she said. Are you sure it's me? I don't know if it's me. I had dinner with him the other night. That was in a group. It was with my husband, she said. But Carrie's husband, producer Keith Addis, was nowhere to be seen that evening, and she seemed to be referring to another occasion, claiming the group was at an entirely different restaurant. The day before Ted was spotted with Carrie, his 66-year-old wife, Mary, was photographed in Vancouver, British Columbia, filming the TV series Zodi's Extraordinary Playlist, which co-stars Peter Gallagher. Now, Hollywood veterans Ted and Mary have been married for more than 23 years, tying the knot after Ted's second marriage to producer Casey Coates collapsed amid his affair with comedian Whoopi Goldberg. Wow, he's been around, hasn't he? Well, their 1993 divorce reportedly stripped Ted of $30 million. So I'm thinking he probably doesn't want to get another divorce. And I am looking at this picture. Boy, Ted's looking a little older. I don't think he's getting any, what do you call it? Like facial stuff going on with a plastic surgeon. But his date sure is pretty. Anyway, it's probably just nothing. They're probably old friends. We'll keep you up to date there. All right, Kidman's too kinky for Keith. Naughty Nick's bid to keep hubby happy backfires. He's worn out. Nicole Kidman's insatiable sexual appetite is causing waves in her marriage because husband Keith Urban can't satisfy her in the sack. Nicole's sex drive has shot up like a Roman candle in recent years, and she's wearing her husband out, said an insider. He's gently asked her to slow down, which has just caused more tension because she thinks he's not attracted to her anymore. There's so much pressure on country crooner Keith in bed that he sang about Nicole's never-ending sexual need on his latest album. She's a maniac in the bed, but a brainiac in her head. I wonder who that's about. Sources said Nicole turned up the juice in a desperate effort to keep 51-year-old Keith from straying after years of mutual suspicion and separation. In 2016, they were apart for 119 days, and as the National Enquirer has reported, each feared the other was finding satisfaction elsewhere. Nicole with old pal Russell Crowe and hunky Big Little Lies co-star Alexander Skarsgård, and Keith with opening act Kelsey Ballerini. Nicole, 52, was also said to be worried sick that recovering addict Keith would backslide into drugs and booze while away. Now Nicole shows up on tour to be with Keith, said a source. She'll turn up with sexy lingerie when he's exhausted, and she thinks nothing of waking up in the middle of the night for some steamy fun. He loves that she's so into him, but she never lets him rest. It's putting a real strain on their relationship. Well, neither Nicole nor Keith responded to our request for comment on this, so you'll have to make your own decisions. And threesome saved Pink's marriage. Songbird Pink claimed a threesome saved her marriage to motocross superstar Carrie Hart. Pink credits the many hours they spent with their therapist with keeping them together. The punky pair have been a couple for 18 years and married for 13. Well, you know what? Who expected Pink to be with the same guy for 18 years? Not me. That's pretty cool. Okay, but both come from broken homes and admit it's been a struggle. They've found that things got better when they brought in a third party to act as a mediator and also point out their individual perspectives. Despite their ups and downs, 40-year-old Pink and Carrie, 44, are determined to stay together to provide a stable home for their daughter Willow, who is 8, and their 2-year-old son Jameson. The kids are the most important people in their world, and when Pink toured Europe this summer, she brought Carrie and the kids along, and they made it a fun vacation. Wow, that's pretty cool. And I'm looking at this picture of them, like a little family picture, and they're a cute family. Little blondies, and then the husband's like a dark-haired guy. Cute. All right. Hillary Duff trying marriage again. Divorced Hillary Duff has had a change of heart and is heading down the aisle one more time. That's the scuttlebutt from insiders who said the 32-year-old younger actress has fallen for musician Matthew Koma and is ready for wedding number 2, despite her vow to never marry again after her 2016 split from former hockey pro Mike Comrie. Now, Hillary had enough of marriage after Mike, the source spilled, but when Matt proposed, she couldn't say no. The insider said Matt, 32, and Hillary, who are parents to 11-month-old daughter Banks, are keeping things quiet, but are planning a ceremony before the end of the year. The Lizzie McGuire cutie, who did not respond to the National Enquirer's request for comment, shared the news with pals during a girls' weekend. Hillary has had a complete about-face about marriage because of Matt, the source said. She can't wait to be his wife. Aw, and she's got a cute little family, too. I love it. All right, ScarJo and Colin, winter wedding and a baby. The Avengers butt kicker, Scarlett Johansson, is stepping on the gas to get to the altar and start a family with fiancé Colin Jost. Now, Scarlett's putting wedding plans in motion and hopes to be pregnant in the next few months as well, spilled an insider. It's all very hush-hush, but word is the ceremony is taking place this winter. She's in the process of sending out the wedding invites now. ScarJo, 34, and SNL cut-up Colin, 37, both hail from New York City, and sources squealed that's where they'll tie the knot in a small and intimate affair with just friends and family. Colin's never wed, but the blonde bombshell already has 2 failed marriages behind her. The Lost in Translation star, who denied the National Enquirer story, split from Ryan Reynolds in 2011 and shares custody of daughter Rose, 5, with second ex, French advertising exec Romain Doriac. They divorced in 2017. Although each of Scarlett's marriages lasted less than 3 years, insiders claim she's ready to say, I do again, and start a new family with Colin. She wants to give Colin a child too, the sooner the better, the insider snitched. Scarlett thinks he's a special guy and knows he'll be a great daddy. Aw, they're very, very good looking together. So hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed. That'll be the 1 in 1,000 that stays together. All right, and here's some hot shots where some of your favorite stars have been. In the last month. Where? In Japan? What? Beaming Keanu Reeves greeted fans at the Tokyo premiere of John Wick, Chapter 3, alongside Kieri Pamyu left, whose song Ninja Ribang Bang is used in the action flick. Oh, she's really cute. She's an Asian woman, and she's got her hair in a high ponytail with a big black bow. Very cute. All right, and in Italy, you thought you had a rough day at work. Dusty Daniel Craig looked worse for wear in Matera, Italy, on the set of his upcoming James Bond movie, No Time to Die. Boy, it seems like they've used that title before, but I guess not, which is set to hit theaters in 2020. Now, and he does look pretty worse for wear. He's got his face is all messed up, probably from a fight he had on set, is what I'm thinking. Like a fake fight, you know. All right, in Los Angeles, bushy-bearded Kurt Russell was a hair-raising sight, nearly unrecognizable with his wild and woolly look. The once-upon-a-time-in-Hollywood actor buzzed through the city on an electric bike. Okay, he's looking good. He looks kind of like Santa Claus now because he's got a white beard and long hair, but cute. Cute Kurt Russell. He's trying to keep in shape. That's excellent. On an electric bike. All right, in New York City, home improvement pro Jonathan Scott gave Hoda a boost during a soapbox derby race, but the Today co-host didn't look too confident behind the wheel. Yeah, she looks like she's ready to, like, jump out of her skin or jump out of that car. Funny. All right, And Predator Epstein, a wreck in final mugshot. Jeffrey Epstein's final mugshot shows the Predator looking disheveled and balding with deep lines in his face. The last known picture of the convicted pedophile was snapped in July, shortly before his mysterious August death, while in custody awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. The photo was released along with a report from the Department of Justice and U.S. Marshals Service that noted Epstein, 66, had suicidal tendencies, and there were concerns about his well-being. While the official cause of death is listed as a suicide, investigators have told the National Enquirer they believe he was murdered to protect his pervy fat cat pals. Well, that I can believe. Epstein faced charges he had coerced girls into sex and trafficked them between his homes in Europe, the U.S., and the Caribbean. Oh, boy. All right. Megan Fox transforms her face. This is weird. Megan Fox has fiddled with her once flawless face, and spies blame excessive cosmetic procedures. After ignoring her career to focus on her marriage to actor Brian Austin Green, the 33-year-old star has several projects in the pipeline, but she stunned fans with her looks while promoting her film The Battle of Jinsari. Megan wanted to make sure she looked flawless for her comeback, but she's gone way too far, said a source. A renowned plastic surgeon who has not treated the Transformers siren said, I suspect she's had more than a few treatments. Wow, and I'm looking at her face from a couple years ago and then the one now, and she does look like she's had too much done. Wow. She's so pretty in the other one, and now she's just, I don't know, she's only 33. Why would you need to get work done at 33?
Come on, Megan!
Oh, boy. Well, that is unfortunately all the time we have for this week's Tabloid Times. Remember, if you all see those paparazzi, duck in the bushes! For the Tabloid Times, this has been your hostess,